Long before we discovered that he had fathered two children by two different women, one in Drimaleague and one in Clonakilty, Father James Moore stood on the altar of the Church of Our Lady's Star and denounced my mother as a whore. The family was seated together in the second pew, my grandfather on the aisle, using his handkerchief to polish the bronze plaque engraved to the memory of his parents that was nailed to the back of the woodwork before him. He wore his Sunday suit, pressed the night before by my grandmother, who twisted her jasper rosary beads around her crooked fingers and moved her lips silently until he placed his hands atop hers and ordered her to be still. My six uncles, their dark hair glistening with rose-scented lacquer, sat next to her in ascending order of age and stupidity. Each was an inch shorter than the next, and the disparity showed from behind. The boys did their best to stay awake that morning. There had been a dance the night before in Skull, and they'd come home mouldy with the drink, sleeping only a few hours before being roused by their father for Mass.